"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Hello, Angelinos.
I'm Mayor Yoga Pants.
These are a few of my favorite things.
When people have paid their debt to society, our debt of gratitude should be thanking them for serving that time.
Ask people to invite their friends and neighbors into their homes and to create welcome home baskets so we can connect Angelinos with Angelinos. These baskets are filled with essentials, toiletries, forks, knives.
Or we're going to continue being the killers that we are.
Is that it?
Where's the music? John and Ken.
A little atmosphere here, a little background.
Yeah, what's going on?
You can't play the music anymore?
Slow start.
No, it's a long story that I can't get into right now.
Oh, no, really? We got 4 hours. All right. Well, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
We're both waiting for a little presentation.
Was that it for the music for the day?
Can't play audio
music? No, it's not.
You just can't play. Okay.
Wow, we're back to
this is the show.
The 1970s.
This is the start of the show.
Really?
Haven't you noticed? This is what we do.
Well, I had him play the montage of Yoga Pants because I was going to say there's breaking news on the John and Ken show.
What's that?
There's not. I was going to pretend that he resigned from the ambassadorship job.
Oh, that hasn't happened yet?
That has not happened.
Oh,
not to my knowledge, not to my sources.
Your sources.
That is still hanging in the wind, whether or not Garcetti is out of here to India or just out of here.
I think April
20th. Either way, he's out of here.
April 25th was the first day that they would have the results of the investigation from that senator, Chuck Grassley, who's doing the investigation for the committee. Who's lying about what? So that's what is today?
It's the 20th.
All right, so that's
the infamous 420.
That's 5 days away then.
Yeah, so that would be
Monday.
Monday
might have something important on Monday.
What Grassley was saying is there's no hurry here, and that's how it works with a lot of these appointments. They love to block each other. So
they've stalled him out.
They'll probably dangle through this for months into the summer.
Until Biden gives up and submits another name.
And then, that's the idea.
And the next person will be approved in a week.
I'm sure that's been talked about. We've told you how important India is in the world's scheme of things.
Yeah, and Garcetti would be a real help. No, when you have something high profile like this and it takes this long, it means it's dead. High profile things are not allowed to dangle like this.
I see.
If it was some tiny little island nation and they were nominating somebody's husband as a payback favor. But that's not what we got here.
Another reason to talk about Mayor Yoga Pants or Mayor Take a Knee is that today, what do you know, he came out and he talked about his proposed budget be the last one coming up for the next fiscal year. A big increase for LAPD. 8.5%. 780 officers will be added.
Wait a second. Isn't that 780 more killers?
Yes.
Do we have that? Do we have that?
We are.
Do we have that clip?
That was in the montage.
Yeah, I want to hear it. I want to hear it by itself. I want just to remind everybody.
Oh, now you're getting complicated. You couldn't even play music.
Hey, yeah,
we're going to continue being the killers that we are.
There you go. There you go. 780 more killers being hired, proposed hiring by Garcetti.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's now they're losing like 500 officers are either retiring or quitting. So it's just a net gain of about 280 cops. But it's a gain. Mm. So the number of cops will move from 9,500 to more than 9,700. Oh. Remember the magic number used to be 10,000.
So what was that, some weird emotional spasm he had when he suddenly called everybody killers and he was going to defund the police? And
no, this is all 2020. Right?
What was that? Did his emotions just overflow? He caved into some weird impulse he had. He suddenly hated cops and thought they were killers.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean, honestly, he ought to be nailed to the wall and forced to explain all this. It's like, what's with you? Are you a grown man? You suddenly decide all the cops are killers and we have to start defunding the police. And then a year and a half later, it's like, well, we're going to have more police. And what's wrong with you?
Why do you think that is? Look at the crime the last 2 years.
Well, yeah.
You'd have to be a fool not to recognize the problem.
We didn't know that?
We did that story the other day that there's apparently linkage between the number of murders in the country, especially of black people. Since the pullback of police in many, many large cities.
Thousands more black people die. Mostly young black men die when the police are pulled back across the country. Thousands more. That's your Black Lives Matter fakery.
Fakery, I like that.
That's what it is. It's fakery. And everybody's like tiptoeing around it. Oh, you can't really say that. Those are the stats. That's the truth. So what do you make of that, huh? What's with your policy? Why does your policy create thousands more deaths? That's something worth fighting for.
He's also calling for more money for climate equity.
The hell is that?
Oh, it's in the story. You got to scroll all the way down or flip your page or whatever. It is the result of a new agreement in which SoCalGas is going to pay for residents' home air purifiers and something called heat mitigation improvements.
No, I just bought a home air purifier. Am I going to get something?
I think you're too wealthy. There probably is going to be an income qualification.
There's no equity there then.
Because people not in your income bracket can't afford air purifiers. Are they expensive, do you know?
That's not equity.
Oh, you didn't buy one like that crappy one in the studio that's a horrible odor.
No, that was some ozone thing.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was an air purifier. That was some kind of poisonous gas supply.
If I end up with cancer, I'm suing.
Oh, it's going to be from that machine. There's no question. I got it for the nuclear radiation issue.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So the deal will also fund a jobs program. I don't know what that means. And listen to this one. This is really good. They'll monitor oil drilling sites. I guess someone stands there. Make sure in the city of L.A. that there ain't anything leaking.
Some guy's going to stand there next to the drill. What are you doing? I'm monitoring the site.
Yeah, those big ancient-looking cranes that go up and down on La Cienega. You ever see those things pumping away there?
There's 11 million, I think almost 12 million open jobs in this country. And in California, 80% of them are low wage. Exactly what kind of jobs program do we have to put together here? All the jobs are out there unfilled, and most of them are cheap jobs that you need no skills or education for. So bring your flipper and show up for work.
Now, here comes the total LAPD budget is going to be $3.2 million, which is, that includes the pension, the health care, and other costs. But he wants to spend another pile of money on, you knew it was coming, homelessness. $1.16 billion.
So it could increase another 20%?
They're going to convert motels into long-term shelters. That stupid idea.
Okay, well, that hasn't worked so far, so keep at it.
Because if you put these people into the motels and you tell them that there's a curfew, you tell them there's any kind of rules, a lot of them are leaving. We found that out time and time again, study after study.
That's human nature.
They don't want your stinking rules, and they will quit on you.
they want to drink and inject drugs. What don't you understand about that? That's what they want to do. That's what they get up every day to do.
Which
they look forward to it.
We'll cycle back to the idea of the wet house, which means there are no rules. Once that happens, then it's disgusting chaos.
Go ahead. Build them out in the desert. That's what they ought to do. Build all the motels you want, all the FEMA trailers. Bring all the booze. I'll pay for the booze. We'll pay for the heroin, the meth, whatever you want. Just do it out in the desert, not in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I guess that is the one way you and I would be in favor of spending the money on housing.
Oh, my God. I drive the bus.
But
here,
I'm
come
afraid
on board.
These are our fellow Angelinos, and we cannot export them. That's Garcetti.
Huh? Well, yes, we can.
We talked yesterday about Malibu. Malibu has a plan they just approved. They're going to provide shelter space for all their homeless, but it will not be in Malibu. So the reaction from the progressives was, oh, my God, what do you mean? You're going to ship them away? Well, yes.
Malibu is overflowing with progressives. So that is the decision of the progressives in Malibu.
Yeah, isn't that odd?
Yeah, because
when people realize it's at their doorstep,
right.
they're not so progressive.
They're wealthy people who worked a long time to get this privilege, and they're not going to share it with meth addicts and heroin addicts.
And it's funny you said that, because in that story we did yesterday, I think it was from Public Radio, there was reaction from the usual homeless advocate groups, but I didn't see anything from Malibu residents saying, oh, my God, you can't do that. You can't ship our homeless away. There are people.
You know how many Hollywood celebrities live in Malibu? See any of them complaining about this policy? No,
well, it's
nobody.
Just about to take effect. I don't even know if a lot of people know.
No, they're not going to be complaining. There's going to be no protest movement on PCH. No marching.
Garcetti's final comment says, I'm setting the stage for the next mayor. I was lucky enough to inherit this office from great mayors. Whoa, really? Tony Villar, James Hahn, who came before and who thought through handling that baton in a very thoughtful way. Oh, this is the way I hate the way he speaks. Handing the baton off. All right, we got more coming up.
Don't hand me your baton. John and Ken, KFI.
Oh, we're waiting for you on the Moist line. There's plenty of room, I've been told. You can use the talkback option on the iHeartRadio app, indicated by a little microphone with the John and Ken page there. Or you can leave a message at 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Go at it. Plenty of room. I mean, it's still only Wednesday, but we'll probably get a lot of calls the next couple of days, so get yours in. Later on in the show, we're going to bring on Steve Gregory from KFI News, his investigative report. We're focusing now, and apparently he's already posted it on Twitter, a montage of crimes, mostly from 2021, on the LA metro system. The buses and trains. Did you watch this yet?
I watched a chunk of it, yes.
Well, it's only 2.5 minutes. What are you doing that you're too busy?
Multiple people interrupting me.
I thought nobody was there.
Not today, because it's moving day.
What is that? We already emptied out of our office, so why are there people there?
You really ask these questions.
Yeah, I don't.
Anyway. There was food at the station.
Oh, okay. It's 2.5 minutes long, so I'm just trying to tell our listeners. You don't have to watch for a half an hour.
I'll get there. No, I know.
It is unbelievable. My response to Steve was three words. Wow. The assortment of crimes, of course, the stabbings and the shootings. There's one that, unless I'm mistaken, and maybe you didn't see it, John, but the man exposes himself and attempts rape.
I heard about that one.
Yeah, okay. Well, you go watch it during one of the breaks.
Next commercial break, I'll be able to get the full thing in.
Because he's not coming on until the 4 o'clock hour to talk about that.
Yeah. So I'm going to be interested to see who else picks up on this.
You mean other media?
Oh, yeah. They should be running this 24/7. This is a complete indictment of our entire political system and our transportation system.
LAPD headquarters says that this is not a daily occurrence, but illustrates just how crime has escalated over the years.
Well, you want to
that little disclaimer statement.
You want to play that roulette game?
Oh, and the LA sheriff too.
Oh, it doesn't happen every day, but you know, just some of the days, a lot of the days, just on Tuesdays and Fridays, sometimes on Wednesdays. Watch this, and you'd never go on a train again. There's no reason.
Guy that he gets beaten, looks like unconscious. He's just lying there. The guy's still kicking him and punching him.
Yeah, when you look at the sum of the riffraff that take the train, it's like, I don't want to sit next to anybody. I don't want to take a risk with any of these people.
Well, here comes another story of L.A. crime. LAPD detectives are investigating another follow-home robbery. This time, it was a group of men who had rented an Airbnb in the Beverly Crest neighborhood. And when you listen to this, they leave a restaurant at about 1:30 in the morning, that's today, in the Beverly Grove area. There was a birthday celebration for somebody. And they actually did think they were being followed. Their car was being followed by another car. They described it as a luxury SUV following them. So they didn't go directly to the Airbnb. They kept driving until one of them or both of them or all of them said, I think we lost him.
No,
well, not so. No,
no,
no. They returned to the Airbnb and the car was right around the corner. And they got out and pulled out guns and they took a lot of their property.
Look at that.
$75,000 worth.
More luxury.
You know, if somebody robbed me, I can't imagine. I mean, I have an Apple Watch. What are they worth? But
I don't think
using my wallet, I don't carry more than $50, $60.
I don't think you'd even make $100 robbing you.
What about you?
Nothing.
You're even below me.
I know. I don't carry anything. I don't wear any jewelry other than my wedding ring.
No, I don't either. Well, Deborah Mark wears jewelry, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That's good. Point out that she's a,
thanks, Ken.
A target.
Yeah. I've made her a target now, right?
Yeah.
You want me to give you her license plate number?
No.
Beverly,
I have it memorized.
It's very hard not to.
It's hard not to because it's personalized. But anyway,
Beverly Crest is a nice neighborhood. I think it's a gated community.
I sometimes mixed up these little Beverly neighborhoods: Beverly Grove, Beverly Crest.
You go up
Beverly Hills,
Sepulveda Boulevard, north of Sunset, towards Mulholland.
And that's where it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's not far from the Mountain Gate Country Club. Like, you go right instead of left as you're going north. And it's its own development in the hills there.
Oh. You know, when you think you're being followed, and what's John always like to say when he reads all these books, trust your instincts.
Yes.
And you should drive to like a police station. Drive somewhere where you think who's ever following you would not want to be. But don't decide, they're gone. We lost them. I wouldn't do that.
Don't think you've outsmarted them.
I would drive to Arizona if I had to.
Because, first of all, you're pumping with adrenaline, and you may not be perceiving things as clearly as you
plus
think
1:30,
you are.
Plus 1:30, somebody may have had a few drinks. Hopefully not the driver, but
most likely the driver.
It was a birthday party, and they left the restaurant at 1:30.
Yeah. And so these...
That was probably a lot of happy times.
Yeah, so they were being watched, I guess, and it was determined that these guys would have the kind of jewelry on them. Or cash on them that would make the robbery
worthwhile.
Oh, well,
I missed this. They forced him into the home, so they stole stuff from the Airbnb, including clothing, designer clothes. Also, whoever lives there,
Oh, right. Yeah, the person who owns the place.
The person who owns the place got robbed, too, because it says cash, luxury watches, and I thought that came from the men. But designer clothes tells me that they took stuff from the house.
Yeah, well, they're good. They're good at, I guess it's not that hard if you've been doing this, to figuring out what wealthy people, what their habits are. You know, it's how they dress. It's how they carry themselves, what class of people they are, and that they're worth robbing. And that they don't have stuff on them. They have stuff at the home.
And as we found out last week or the week before, LAPD held a special news event to describe 17 gangs that they think are responsible for most of these follow-home or street robberies. And I remember, luxury SUV, I think when they did the knock-knock burglaries, they had cars like that too, where they were driving around the valley, knocking on people's doors, and nobody answered. They smashed their way in and grabbed everything they could.
You know,
that was before the pandemic.
That's why Garcetti's going in the wrong direction. Adding more police. Adding more police funding. No. Got to be cutting police. Cut the funding. That'll reduce the crime. That's okay.
Well, Once again, there is money. I meant to mention it. Oh, yeah, it's in here, I think. Oh, I pulled the story. That he is adding money to gang prevention programs.
Gang prevention programs. Well, that's great. It's worked so well. Hardly any gangs out there. How many billions? Anyone ever count up how many billions of dollars the city, the county, state has spent on gang prevention programs and then count up the number of gang members we have and the number of gangs?
Well, I mean, we can't divert everybody from gangs.
No, I just, there's no metric.
I'm sure there's some success stories.
What is the metric of effectiveness? Like, what is proof that these work? Like, real proof. I've never seen it. No one's offered it. Nobody's asked for it. It's like, that's a great idea, gang prevention. Does it work? And if it does work, show.
Well, I have seen stories where a young person who's now older says, if I hadn't gotten involved in this program where, you know, I went and they taught us skills or they kept us off the streets, I might have ended up. You don't know.
That's one.
Well, I can watch every show. But.
Okay, well, how long was the series? How many success stories do we have?
All right. We got more coming up, but please stand by. Steve will give us all the detail, and I guess people can see this video on Steve Gregory's Twitter account. Is that what we're...
Yes, it's on his Twitter account.
Okay, that's where you can find it, because it is quite a 2.5 minutes of your life that you're going to be like, holy mackerel. And then the next scene comes, you're like, wow, it's a montage of violent acts.
At Stephen Gregory.
It looks like mostly trains to me, but maybe it's a bus in there or two. There is a bus. I think there was a bus or two. Anyway. Yeah. Beatings and stabbings. Enjoy it. And sexual assaults.
Yeah, you got everything on this. John and Ken, I just watched the video, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I finally got it to work on the big screen computer.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at it on my phone before. Steve Gregory will be out at 4 o'clock. He's got a montage of crimes on video that happen on the metro trains and buses. And it's been released to the public. If you go to at Stephen Gregory on Twitter, you can watch it. It's 2.5 minutes. It's a montage from 2019, 2020, 2021. They had tried very hard to block Steve from releasing this video. There's a whole behind-the-scenes story on that. This is really vicious. Beatings, shootings, stabbings, rape. Oh, you see this? Never let anyone in your family, anyone you know, ever take a Metro bus or train, ever. Do not do it. Oh, my. Well, I've just never seen such savage behavior, like real savage behavior. Like, you know, you're a little bit inured to this stuff just if you watch too much television, right? But, you know, after about 10 or 15 seconds, I thought, oh, my God, this is not a TV show. This actually is happening.
Yeah, they really are pummeling each other. They really are stabbing each other.
Wow. Wow. I just...
Occasionally you see someone run from the scene, like, I don't know, someone else who was on the train or a worker or something like that goes running down the car.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like
I'm getting out of here.
They sit there immobile for a few seconds.
I would guess a lot of this is like, you know, 1 a.m. and it's a bunch of gang members who see the opposition and just decide to start.
This is what they do all day. And go ahead, let me hear about your rehabilitation programs, your intervention programs, your good time credit programs. Go ahead, tell me. These guys, I bet you these guys all been run through the prison system multiple times. I don't think it was.
Why it's not working, according to, right, Mr. No, Gascon.
That's why you don't let them out.
They keep coming out and they're worse.
Yeah.
You need to fix them in prison. I don't know how you do that.
No, it's impossible. And the world has to accept it's impossible. And I've got to think on this.
All right.
I've got to think.
Why don't you get in your shower stall and sit on your bench and think?
But why do you think it is so hard for people to accept that it's impossible to fix a lot of violent thugs? Why can't that be accepted? I don't see that as such a difficult proposition to say, yeah, I guess some people are really bad, really violent, and there's no controlling their impulses. They're just going to do it any more than you could stop somebody from being good, right? It's funny. We don't try to come up with some kind of program to turn a good person into bad. You would laugh at that. It's like, we can't do that. Somebody's raised right, you know, has their brain in order. There's no obvious mental illness. They're good at, you know, 17, they're going to be good at 37. And that's, I think, almost 100% true. So what is this? Why can't we accept that some people are wired badly from birth? I don't know.
Because they had bad childhoods and bad homes.
Right.
We need to reach out to them.
You can't fix it. It's too late.
They just need love and understanding. They've had none of that.
Okay.
Yesterday, the big story was that, the face diaper was disappearing from society bit by bit, and in particular on public travel, such as the airlines. The development in the last 24 hours, and it's not a good one, is the belief that the Department of Justice, once they get the nod from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's the CDCP, by the way, they will ask that this judge's decision out of Florida be overturned. And according to that wonderful Jen Psaki, the White House spokeshole, I would expect we're going to hear from the CDC very soon. I mean, they would know there's probably rumblings within the offices of the Biden administration that this is going to happen. Now, do they get a ruling from some sort of appeals court? That would be the next step.
I heard it was the 11th Circuit Appeals Court, and it tilts slightly more right than left. So it'll depend on the makeup of a three-judge panel.
Right.
And how they vote. But this thing also, and this would be considered in the decision, is supposed to run out on May the 3rd anyway. This particular ruling.
They would extend it again. They've already extended it twice. I wouldn't be surprised if they extend it again.
I know, but the lawsuit specifically is about the ruling that's in place right now. So the judges could look at it and said, well, this thing is over anyway.
Oh, and just decide to pass?
That it's not worth fighting over. And
you know what she said, though? Somebody asked her that question. It's not just about preserving that 15-day extension. It's to preserve CDC authority over the long term in case the pandemic worsens again. Meaning we just can't have a judge in Florida saying, overruling our CDC.
Well,
we got to win this case to prove the CDC is the expert.
Well, okay, but we'd have to delve into the details of the decision. Where does the CDC get the power to decide that people have to wear a face diaper while on a plane? Where is that power?
Well, it's all to deal with public health and public health emergencies.
Well, yes, but it has to say specifically that they have the power to do, like they can't come into our home and force us to wear a face diaper.
No, but this is about public transit, so
it's public space. But right. The judge.
And in particular, we're talking about the airlines and the airports.
The judge said they didn't have the power. And she's not the only judge that would find it this way. And if you notice, Biden didn't rouse himself to defend the decision. He said two different things.
First, he said people are free to do whatever they want.
Okay.
And then later he said, we may see an appeal here. He kind of went in both directions.
Right, but he didn't come and say, okay, here's where the CDC has the power. Here's why we're going to appeal. Here's why the judge is wrong on the facts. I understand that they're a bunch of control freak whack jobs, right, who want to control every minor little twitch of life. Get involved in our private lives, dictate what we do, boss us around. They know better. I understand that's their impulse. But where in the law does it allow them to act on the impulse? This judge couldn't find it. And I don't hear Biden or Jen Psaki say, okay, well, here it is in the law. This is why they have the power. Interesting. I always listen to what they're not saying. You always get the boilerplate. Yes, we're going to appeal this, and we believe that, you know, this is beneficial for the... Yeah, okay. I know that. Where in the law, why don't you explain why you're right? And when they don't explain, I suspect they know they don't have that.
Well, she basically said they didn't justify the order enough, and they didn't follow the proper rulemaking procedures.
Right.
So they do have authority under a broad public health thing, but I guess she felt specifically dealing with the mask mandate.
Well... Why didn't they justify it then? Why didn't they follow the procedures? See, you have to question. There's been a lot of this emergency.
None of this matters. It only matters what the three-judge panel, what their ideology is on the masks. Just like I think this judge in Florida, and that would be the place this would come from, agrees that we've moved beyond masks. There could be another judge and another three-judge panel. To me, nothing matters anymore about the law or the rules. It's just everyone's ideology, where they come from. And if they're a little bit paranoid about the pandemic, and it's a three-judge panel that feels that way, they're going to say, oh, yeah, the CDC has the right to do this. Whatever they have to make up to justify it. That's what happens all the time now with all these court decisions. It's all the bent of the... I mean, look at the U.S. Supreme Court, right? You got six conservatives and three progressives. occasionally they agreed with each other, but not most of the time. And if you say, well, the rule and the law should be clear, well I guess it's not.
That's all you can fight for. It's all you, and you vote for people who believe in freedom, not vote for people who want to micromanage your life. I don't know why anyone would vote for micromanaging your life. An authority, a government authority, the boobs that run this place? Really? And, you know, if there are a lot of people who want a bunch of boob government officials running the minutiae of your life, then I'm going to scream the rest of my life about it because I don't want them in my life.
All right, we got more coming up.
Not even 1%. John and Ken, KFI. We got Steve Gregory coming on after 4 o'clock. He's released a montage of really violent, disgusting crimes going on the metro trains and buses. It's a 2.5-minute clip. And if you go to @StephenGregory on Twitter, you could watch it yourself. And then at 4 o'clock, hear him talk about it. This is something Metro tried very hard to suppress for a long time.
And, one of the things that happened after the mask mandate was slapped aside by this Florida judge the other day was celebration on some flights when word was announced by the flight crews that the mask mandate was gone. People screamed and hollered in joy. You know, when that happens, there's always somebody likes to squash the party. And an article, or rather a column making the rounds, is from a Washington Post woman named Robin Givhan, senior critic at large. That tells you already you got a problem. That's her title with the paper.
What a headache, huh?
She's the senior critic at large.
Is she
called that action childish and selfish, that people celebrated the end of the mask mandate. Because it was, I'm just paraphrasing her article because there's a lot to read from. It was always about them. Why do I have to have the mask to protect other people? And look what's happening, she writes, to the poor people in Shanghai. It's kind of like a there, but for the grace of God, would right. you be if it, you were in that situation?
Yeah, we have an overbearing government, but in Shanghai, it's even worse because people get trapped in their apartments without food. So there.
Well, but in this country, we'd overthrow that government, which is what they should have done decades ago.
What is it with this crowd that they don't want to leave people alone and let them have their freedom? That's what this is about. They're
because
angry
they think it's all about us as the community. And if there's any one person that could be harmed by the virus, we all have to do what we can to prevent it from spreading.
Look at the anger. Well, first of all, that's crap.
Well, that's
okay?
Their philosophy.
Well, their philosophy is wrong. It's not their philosophy so much as their impulse to want to control. If it wasn't this, it would be something else. They always want to control. They want to control how you drive, right?
Right.
Well, they want to control how much water you
use. Both are the same. Because this desire to control comes out of a belief that we all have to do something together to affect a positive result. And therefore, we have to control people to get their behaviors to conform in order to solve the problem.
Why do they want
That's where this all comes from, the same thing.
But why do they want it so bad? I think it's just the
Because they see the death numbers and they freak out.
You think they really care?
I think they care.
I don't think they care. Really? There's so much death that goes on that they don't care about that they
wouldn't
lift their finger.
Remember, I called them people for a perfect world. They really think that if everybody pulls together, we share all the money, we take all the risks together, we all mask
That's
together.
Never happened,
we
though.
Can have no deaths. We can have everybody happy and making the same amount of money. We can.
No,
this
actually,
is where they go.
I think it's just like those naggy school marms in grade school. Those people didn't care about us, the teachers, the hall monitors, you know, the vice principals of discipline. Did they care about us? Or did they just get off?
But they believed in order and control.
There you go. That's what I'm talking
about.
No,
but they believed that that would keep everything calm and quiet and everybody would behave if we can control everybody.
It satisfies.
We're talking the same thing here.
No, I think it's slightly different, though. I don't think the reason matters. I think it's the desire that they want to control other people. It makes them feel important and powerful and self-righteous. And that emotional rush is what it is about.
But this is just a columnist. She has no control over anything. So that's why I'm trying to explain her psyche. She doesn't rule anybody. She's the stupid senior critic at large for the Washington Post. But she comes from the same ideology that we need some central controlling government to control people's behavior so we can achieve the goal, which is the perfect world. That's what I want.
Do they all go to secret meetings together?
I don't know.
And why are they so uptight? Why are they such scolds? They don't seem like they're fun at all. They don't seem like they relax. They certainly don't like freedom. They certainly have a contempt for probably more than half of America now. Where does all this come from?
What I don't get either is that, you know, she says, well, it's a reflection of just how onerous the mask mandate had been, but it's rather just how childish and selfish so much of the country has been in dealing with it. Do you understand, Robin Givens, exactly what this did to the country? It upended everybody's freaking lives. We've had to live with this for over 2 years. We're tired of hearing about it. We're tired of complying with laws. Oh, well, you're just lucky that you didn't get very, very sick.
And by the way, check out John Tierney's article in city-journal.org. We went through it yesterday. He's got all the charts. Yeah. Non-mask states and mask states had no difference in cases or deaths. Aggregate the whole country.
Well, this crowd would accept that, right?
Well, if you don't want to accept the science, there's nothing I can do for you.
Well, they'll give you their own study, which shows something different.
But truth is truth. They can do whatever they want. They can hang upside down naked from a tree. It doesn't change the reality of what happened.
I saw some guy's big column with all of his graphs and charts showing how Sweden just did horrible versus the countries around it. It was a big mistake that they opened up the country.
Charts were
all over the place.
In the end, there's bodies. You count up the bodies.
Sweden had more deaths, yes.
Yeah, but
than the countries around them.
Yes. But what's the percentage? And then was it worth taking away all that freedom? And who died? People who died after their normal expiration date?
Well, that's the problem.
That's
where I'm back to people for a perfect world. That's exactly, you're right back in agreeing with me, what I said. They don't want anybody to die for any reason.
Well, then we have to squash these people as best we can. Because they want to shut down the country because people die at 80 instead of 78. Then that's not worth giving up freedom for.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.